It's live from Seattle. The opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of 820 AM KGNW.
Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Mendoza sharing Tuesday afternoon with you. Thank you for letting me be part of your day. Thank you for being part of mine today. Oh, I'm jazzed. This show is crazy interesting and maybe very impacting to your life and certainly to our future. We're taking on Technology Tuesday today. Technology is so cool, but you know, I'm not gonna lie, it's also pretty darn creepy. It is very creepy in some cases. Think about what's happening, and this is from this week's news. This is brand new stuff. This is not just things that we pulled out of a science fiction book somewhere. Editing of human genomes. The editing of human genomes. No kidding. In fact, the scientific community is blasting researchers for editing human genome. That's happening. Artificial intelligence. It's happening. What about government? Can they control your appliances? Is that where we're going? We'll talk about it. What about you? Honey, do you need an upgrade? Feeling a little achy, a little old? Maybe you need to be a little more transhuman. What are transhumans and are they your future? We're also going to be talking about something that hits really close to home, EMFs. EMF stands for electromagnetic fields, and everything God created has its own electromagnetic field. Everything man makes has an electromagnetic field. Sometimes, though, it can be dangerous. I have invited a man with a really interesting story. Jeremy Johnson is our guest. He has a master's degree in engineering, and he had a pretty successful career in Silicon Valley before he began to experience crazy negative health effects from wireless technology. Uh-oh, it's everywhere. And what he calls electrical pollution. His wife is a medical doctor. They created an incredible website that really helps to explain a little bit more about electromagnetic fields and the danger of EMF pollution in our lives. Jeremy, welcome to Live from Seattle. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, this is really a fascinating story. And something that a lot of us are listening to go and say, what? I didn't know about this. When did you, let's first talk about when you started developing symptoms that you say are in direct relation to electromagnetic fields.
Right. So it started about 4 years ago. And it started exactly when our utility put four smart meters right underneath our bedroom. And my wife and I, we were gone for the summer, and we came back, and within a week, we both couldn't sleep. We had headaches, heart palpitations, ringing in the ears, and I asked one of my neighbors about it. You know, I said, we're having these things, and she said, well, you know, my husband had the same thing when they put a smart meter on their house. And so I went home, and I saw that that's what had happened, and started to do research. And if you go online, you'll see that there's thousands of stories of people who have been harmed once smart meters are put on their house.
And interestingly enough, this wasn't something that was big on my radar, but this came from an email from a listener. And that's why it's very important that you know you can contact me, MichelleM at KGNW.com. There may be a great story that people need to hear about. This is one of them. So these smart meters, it's a big deal because here in Seattle, in fact, Seattle Magazine just reported on it. It's been on television. They say it's coming soon to not only a house near you, but your home as well. This is the progress of the future. These smart meters are an electric meter that sends messages wirelessly to, in the Seattle area, Seattle City Light, for example, on a continuous or interval basis. And Seattle City Light said, a gentleman from Seattle City Light is quoted as saying, I think smart metering offers great potential benefits to customers of our community as a whole. And that's Seattle City Council member, actually, Michael O'Brien, who said that. He's chair of the council's Energy and Environmental Committee. So they're all up on this. They think this is great, but there's a lot of problems that people are saying are associated with it. Let's talk about health problems first. Our guest is Jeremy Johnson. He has a fabulous website that has a lot of helpful information. What is your website again? I have it kind of written down wrong here, and Michelle Chicken Scratch.
Sure. It's emfanalysis.com.
All right.
EMF stands for electromagnetic field, and then just analysis.com. And you're right. The utilities and the government say that there's tremendous benefits to smart meters. Well, the benefits are going to probably save them money, but they're also going to make a lot of money in the future off the data that these smart meters produce.
Now, the money that they say that they're saving, they don't have to have people coming out to your house all the time and sneaking into your backyard and checking your meter. That's one of the ways that they want to save money, correct?
Well, yeah, but that's really a minor thing. As much money as they're putting into these smart meters, there's actually a lot of studies have shown that there's very little benefit, especially to customers.
Talk about some of the drawbacks that people, especially health-wise, like things that you had experienced, headaches, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, ringing in the ears, tinnitus. Some folks have experienced depression, anxiety, infertility, skin rashes, vertigo. There's a tremendous list. How do we know that that might be associated with these smart meters that they're trying to place all throughout Seattle and maybe in a home near you or yours?
Right. Well, I've been part of studies on this, and when we ask people, when do they start to experience these symptoms? It was after the smart meters came in. And most of these people didn't even know the smart meters were there. And these are people who are doctors, lawyers, financial advisors, and they're starting to experience all this. So what we think is going on is that it's a technology which the human biology has never experienced.
Ooh.
Because what these meters do is they pulse nearly constantly, about every 8 to 10 seconds, about 10,000 times a day. And so some meters pulse 190,000 times a day. And so it's this constant, almost shock to the nervous system. And the utility will say, well, it's actually only going 45 seconds a day. But what they're doing is they're adding up all of the 3-millisecond pulses and saying that adding that up together is only 45 seconds. Well, when in reality, it's every 8 seconds. So that it's doing something to our biology that I just think most people don't even understand what yet.
Wow. Well, there has been an interesting movie that was touted last year called Take Back Your Power. I have a little bit of the trailer. Do you mind if we listen?
Sure.
Well, we will make sure that that's set up. There we go. Let's try that. Aha, got it.
Under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket.
Dozens and dozens of people who are reporting some really huge billing spikes, in one case over 1,000%.
The so-called smart grid that is as vulnerable as what we've got is not smart at all. It's a really, really stupid grid.
You've got massive data storage areas that never existed before, specifically to accommodate the accumulation of this kind of knowledge.
What in the world are they trying to do with all this data? Why do they need to get into our lives this deeply?
What you're seeing is the establishment of a surveillance society.
And then they can use the system to go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made.
Where does it stop? At what point do we draw the line?
What I'm finding is that these smart meters are emitting radiation every few seconds.
These things that they're installing would allow them to control every appliance in your house. What is it that makes the government think that they can usher us into a totalitarian state at all, much less without us even noticing?
They are a necessary upgrade to the electricity grid.
Okay, I'll try this one more time. Legally, are you allowed to refuse the new meter?
Well, there you are. It almost seems alarmist. It almost seems really along the lines of black helicopters and, come on, you're a conspiracy theory. But this is becoming a reality in the lives of many Americans, including Jeremy Johnson, who is our guest. Jeremy, your wife is a medical doctor. So when you experience some of the physical downsides of what we're talking about, which are smart meters. And these smart meters, they're looking to, Puget Sound Energy is putting them up all over Seattle. They're looking to do this throughout the region and maybe even throughout the country. Your wife, as a medical doctor, she jumped on that and started working with you, and you've tried to eliminate some of the EMFs in your family and in your life.
Right. And, you know, once someone becomes sensitized to this technology, it becomes very difficult. You know, you can't live near a cell phone tower. You can't have Wi-Fi on in your house. I haven't put a cell phone to my head in 3 years. So it's just, you really have to start to use technology in a different way. And that's part of what I help people learn how to do. You know, you can have wired computers. We can do without the wireless technology. It's a convenience to people, but once people understand that there's so much research that shows that it's damaging, especially to children, especially to pregnant women.
That's something I wanted to ask you about. Jeremy Johnson joins us live from Seattle. Well, he's not in Seattle, but we are, and you are listening live from Seattle. That counts, too. I'm Michelle Mendoza. We are talking about EMFs and Wi-Fi and children. That's something I'm really concerned about, Jeremy. Children, schools, there's Wi-Fi all throughout schools, pregnant women. If these electromagnetic fields that you say are pulsing and causing many people to have vertigo, cardiac nervous system problems, reduced immune system function, headaches, difficult sleeping. In fact, you want to get pregnant, your smart meter may say no. But you're saying that we're dealing with this not just with the smart meter, which is kind of a Wi-Fi system, but also with the Wi-Fis in our house, maybe cell phones, a lot of our electronics. Have we over-electronicized ourselves?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing is the iPhone is only, I believe, 7 years old. And with the iPhone, we needed more cell phone towers because most people want to watch YouTube on their iPhone, which takes a lot of data. And we've only had Wi-Fi in the schools maybe 2, 3, 4 years. So all this is very new. And you know how technology is. When something comes out, people love it and they want more of it. And we think about the downsides later on. And that's really what this conversation is about. You know, I'm a living example that there are downsides to this. And there's thousands of people like me. In Sweden, there's 300,000 people who have an official functional disability around electromagnetic radiation.
My goodness. And we really are seeing them within schools. We're seeing it on ferries and buses, coffee shops, these Wi-Fi systems, electromagnetic fields. We're surrounded. We're drowning in technology. And to a degree, it is very helpful where we're talking about technology today, creepy or cool. Well, in this case, yeah, it can be cool, but it can also be creepy if you're dealing with it on a health basis. Something else I wanted to ask you about is the privacy issues, specifically dealing with smart meters. And smart meters, if you're just joining us, they're something that Puget Sound Energy is trying to install in all the homes. They say it'll be easier to maybe even in the future for you to be able to watch your meters, log on from your computers, find out what you're using, how your energy consumption is, and how maybe you can cut back. They say, one gentleman said that my hope is that smart metering might one day be possible to decide how much you want to spend each month on electricity. They're saying this is a great thing, but there, as our guest Jeremy Johnson is touting, there may be a lot that we don't know. We've talked about the health side in just a moment. If you have just a few moments to spend with us, Jeremy, I want to talk about the privacy issue and some very, very concerning things that are coming out of smart meters and technology. Can you hang with us for a bit?
Sure.
All right, I'm in. This is fascinating stuff. I'm so delighted to have you with us. You can find out more from Jeremy at emfanalysis.com. We're going to continue this conversation and find out how that smart meter may be a dumb thing. Technology, creepy or cool, it's Technology Tuesday, live from Seattle. I'm Michelle Mendoza. And we are taking on science and technology today. Ways that it's creepy, ways that it's cool, you decide. Electromagnetic fields, or EMFs. Some say, hey, these are great things. We have Wi-Fi. These smart meters can help you decide how much energy you want to spend a month. But there may be a downside, too. We've been talking about some of the health problems with Jeremy Johnson, who is our guest. He and his wife have a phenomenal website that gives you a lot of information. If you're listening to this and going, I need more, go to emfanalysis.com. And Jeremy, Fran from Bellevue joins us, because folks who listen to this program know that they're welcome anytime at 800-955-8200. Fran, thanks for calling in.
Hi. I had three questions for Jeremy, and from my own personal experience. One was that I have read that the portable phones that we have that are pulsing all the time in our bedrooms and so on should never be there, or at least within 10 feet. I'd like to comment on that. Also, I'm also concerned about the stats I read on carrying your cell phone, especially for men, down in their lower pockets.
Okay.
And, wherever we come, carry them next to our bodies.
Oh, and girls, come on. We put them in our shirts sometimes. It just happens.
Well, sure,
it's
of course.
True.
And of course, that's right.
What's your third question?
And also, number three, the Bonneville line, new line that's going to come in to the east side and so on, is going to be extremely close to my house. And reading down in the bedrooms, and they're telling us, of course, that EMFs don't matter, right. Especially there. However, I had a husband with cancer who, before he knew he had cancer, could not go into houses where they were situated near a power line. Right. So I'd like to hear him talk about that.
All right. Thank you so much for your call, Fran. And, of course, you are always welcome to call, too. Don't be a stranger. 800-955-8200. Jeremy Johnson is our guest. Jeremy, what would you say to our caller, Fran?
Yeah, I would say that everything she mentioned are things that we should pay attention to. So with the cordless phones in the house, mm-hmm. I actually recommend that people use a basic corded phone. That's what I'm on right now. There's no radiation. It's good quality. Especially in the bedroom. You don't want to sleep near one, but I wouldn't even have one in my house. I would just get corded phones. They're cheap, they're simple, they're easy. Then with cell phones, so about 2 years ago, the cell phone manufacturers started putting in the owner's manual that we should never put a cell phone any closer than about a half an inch to the body. So, you know, that's something that most people don't realize when they put a cell phone to their head or in their pocket. I know one young woman, I think she's only 24 years old. She got a tumor in her breast right below where she kept her cell phone, mm-hmm. you know, under her bra. And in Latin America, this is a very big problem because a lot of women, that's where they store their cell phone. Mm-hmm. And that, especially smartphones, they're constantly radiating. Every 5 seconds, it's pinging the network in order to, you know, get your Facebook updates, you check your email. So the best thing with cell phones is put it on airplane mode when you have it on your body, because then it's not radiating. So it's a very simple solution. And then when it comes to the power lines, yeah, the utilities say it's just fine, just like they say smart meters are fine. But there's just too many stories and too many studies that show that when you live right next to them, it's not a good idea. Hmm. Now, to be sure, The only way is to get a meter that will actually measure the magnetic fields. And you can sometimes there's people in your community that are trained to do this. They can come out to your property and measure things. I have some of the meters on my website, and I teach people how to actually use them so that they can actually measure their own house.
And may I just add that your website is emfanalysis.com. It is a very, very phenomenal site. Lots of good information about everything you'll need to know. Well put out, well designed, easy to navigate. And real quickly, in our final minutes together, Jeremy, there are some other concerns about not just EMFs, but smart meters in particular, and their safety and their privacy issue. Let's talk about privacy.
Right. And one other thing is that they're starting on fire a lot more.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you just Google smart meter fires, you'll get pages and pages that come up. So that's a really serious problem because they're just these plastic devices with essentially an iPhone in it. So there's an issue with that. Now, with the privacy thing, that's a whole nother thing because what the smart meters really are is they're the gateway into the home for what is called in Silicon Valley the Internet of Things. And the Internet of Things is where everything that we own, our coffee maker, our refrigerator, our toothbrush, is going to be wirelessly connected to the Internet. And some people, you know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've lived and worked in Silicon Valley, and I'm an engineer, and I have friends who think this is going to be the best thing in the world.
So I know how often Jeremy Johnson brushes his teeth.
But the thing is that it opens up huge privacy issues, and it opens up the ability for anybody to hack into your home and control not only just your appliances, but from their appliances, they can get into your own Wi-Fi system and your computer. So it opens up a Pandora's box of problems that the utilities are not talking about.
My goodness. Jeremy Johnson has been our guest. We're talking about EMFs and actually all kinds of technology today on Technology Tuesday, how it is cool, but how in some ways it's kind of creepy. Jeremy, you have to come back as we continue to hear more and more about EMFs and our technology-driven society. We'll be checking in with you if that's all right.
That sounds great.
Great interview, incredible information. And yeah, you just need to sit back and go, it's crazy, isn't it? Jeremy Johnson, of course, has a wonderful website, emfanalysis.com. And as we take on Technology Tuesday, there are a lot of things that are a little bit creepy. Our man on the street went out to find out just what people think about scientific technology and what they think may be kind of creepy. Here's Joshua.
What's the creepiest scientific invention you've ever heard of?
Yeah, okay, cloning. Okay. Yeah, that's creepy.
The creepiest scientific invention?
Yeah.
Probably.
Cloning?
Yes, cloning. I don't know.
What's the creepiest scientific invention?
I'm worried about the invention of supercomputers, artificial intelligence.
What's the creepiest scientific invention?
Oh, they grew the ear on the mouse. The mouse. They grew that ear on that mouse, that genetic thing. That's freak show, bro.
That is kind of weird. I don't know how I feel about that myself.
Yeah.
Starbucks coffee.
Starbucks coffee?
Yeah.
What's the creepiest scientific invention you've ever heard of?
The cell phone.
The cell phone?
This